Welcome back to Popular Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm joined with
Timmy
and
Andy.
And today we're going to be talking about Electoral College. Timmy, could you please explain what Electoral College is?
Electoral College is the compromise of the popular votes in Congress. Well, I mean, popular votes by the people and the votes in Congress. So it's just basically so, like, larger states, like California, have, like, presidents were just elected by popular votes, larger states like California would just overrule small states like Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be no comparison since there's like, it's basically 1,000,000 to 1.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be fair. So the Electoral College just like helps the smaller states out.
So are you saying if you didn't do Electoral College, like the small states wouldn't really matter?
Yeah. Because
the bigger population of the bigger states, it would just be more dominant.
If you have a bigger population, do you know if you have more electoral votes?
Well, yeah, since that's kind of like the problem. Like, there's still more votes. Like,
so it doesn't technically even it out the way it should?
Yeah, but this is even like more like event. I don't know why it doesn't even out. So in some states, besides like a select few states, the person who wins electoral votes and the person who loses,
mm-hmm.
the person who wins gets all the electoral votes in that state.
Mm-hmm.
So
they could win by just one.
Yeah, and they get all
nine.
Of them.
You still get like 9. Well,
so it's 10 to 9. President A gets 10, President B gets 9, President A gets 19.
Yeah. So are you saying if any U.S. citizen who's above 18 is going to vote, their vote doesn't count?
Well,
if they're voting not for, like, if they're not voting for, like, something in the state, if they're voting for president, their vote doesn't matter.
Well, basically, because Electoral College votes overrule popularity votes.
Yeah, pretty much their vote does not matter.
Yeah, because in the most recent poll with our president,
Trump and Hillary.
Hillary won every single popular vote. I mean, almost every single one beat Trump way to the park. But he won.
Oh, yeah, by 2.8 million votes.
But because of the Electoral College vote,
Trump was elected president.
I just
think they should try evened out more between the popularity votes and
because
it matters to the people.
Because I feel like if the word kind of gets out, the electoral votes really matter, and a lot of people do. A lot of the young kids start to know this. They're not going to show up to vote.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be like, why does my vote matter?
Yeah.
My vote doesn't even matter.
So when you come to America to have a voice in government, mm-hmm. and this is not really displaying that you have a voice in who will be your president.
Yeah.
You only have a choice in who will be your elector for your state.
Yeah.
So someone could be saying that if you vote for a certain elector, that they'll vote for them for president.
But what if
they don't? Like, that's basically, it's like, it's...
But like,
not like 100% certain that who they're going to vote for.
There's 538 electors.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, 270 electors vote, electoral votes is required to elect a president.
Mm-hmm.
So even some of the electoral people's votes don't really matter.
I mean, all of them do.
Well, they all do. They all do count.
Yes, they do. But I mean, they count more than ours. Only 270 of them are the ones that really matter.
Well, 270 ones that vote yes for one person.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense because the more votes you have, you're going to win.
Yeah, it's obviously majority vote.
Yeah.
Since 270 plus 270 is 540.
Do you guys think they should abolish the Electoral College?
I don't think so.
I do not think they should abolish it. They need to adjust it so
they need to balance out the scale between popularity
votes. Timmy, I feel like you said this at the beginning of the podcast, is they need to even it out.
Yeah.
They need to make sure that our vote counts. But still, for the smaller states, that the Electoral College is still there, so they don't just get pile driver destroyed by the bigger, like, Texas and Alabama.
Yeah, so, like, have a standard amount for each state.
Yeah, so it's not like, I feel like if, like, something happens again, like the next people we're running, let's say, I'm going to be Hillary and Trump, until we run by, so, like, 2.8 million, but Trump won the Electoral College, I think that she won by so much, like, it kind of seemed like people wanted Hillary in office, but the electors wanted Trump. Which makes it like extremely confusing, even for like me. I don't know what you, but they need to like have a way so that they pick one of those two. Like if you like destroy the popular vote, I don't really even know.
At the same time, like if you destroy the popular vote, it's only electoral. But if you destroy the, I feel like if you just as we abolish, like I mean, yeah, just like totally abolish electoral college votes, it would be extremely unfair for the smaller states. It just wouldn't be fair.
Because then like. California, Texas, whoever they picked.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, like, the 11 biggest states in the U.S., combined votes are at about 270. So if every single, like, in 270 is how many you need to win.
Yeah.
So basically 11 states could decide who's going to be president, in theory, which doesn't make sense.
No.
Did you guys, like, learn about the swing states?
Oh, yes.
Like what those are. So, like, the swing states are states that no one really knows. Like, it's not like, I remember we were watching on, like, the thing in history about like, when they were voting to send, like, the Olive Branch petition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there were, like, some people that John Adams knew were going to be on a side, and some people that he knew wasn't.
Yeah.
But then there were some people who were 50-50. So I was thinking, like, they're more like swing states, so he doesn't really know, and he was trying to convince them to vote for him.
So is that why?
That's why people.
They only visited the swing states,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, because some of them they knew that was like they knew. Like I'm mentioning New York, Hillary and Trump both like lived in New York, so there was 50-50 for both of them, and they knew at one time they would have to go visit New York to make their point. And I think Trump did win New York. But he won like all the swing states. So Hillary had more that she knew she was gonna win, so she didn't win as many. But Trump won like all of the swing states.
So that's a big
factor. That was why he like pretty much because of the swing states he got elected president.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any last thoughts on the topic?
Well, I mean, I have pretty cool fun facts for this.
Timmy, what are these fun facts? I'm intrigued.
The last independent candidate to be elected president was our first president, George Washington.
Timmy, you know if Electoral College was established back then?
I do not think it was. It was established back then.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It was in...
our founding fathers established Electoral College.
It was established in the Constitution on Article 2. They made the Electoral College for the original, like, 13 states.
The Founding Fathers established it in the Constitution as a compromise between the election of the president by a vote in the Congress. Because they wanted to include the Congress. So, But people are clearly not liking what our founders... Some people really clearly hate it. Some people, like say it's bias and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just, like, crazy, but...
What other fun facts do you
have? In the most recent election, President Trump and, well, not then President Trump, but now President Trump and Hillary Clinton didn't go to 18 states. These states were Arkansas, Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, the Dakotas, Kansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, New York, South Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, or Vermont.
So they did not visit there?
No, they didn't. I just don't think it was needed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they said they knew that they weren't going to... I think down south is going to be Trump.
I think it's combined. Like,
yeah.
Trump knew he was going to get them.
Trump knew he was going to win down south.
Hillary
was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
If Trump's going to pretty much destroy me there. And there was some like up northern that Trump knew Hillary was going to win.
So he didn't even go for those.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Which actually kind of makes sense.
The why waste something?
A fun fact. Senator Elizabeth Warren said, I believe, quote unquote, I'm quoting her, I believe we need constitutional amendment that protects the right of every American citizen to make sure that their vote counts. So some of the senators, and like Elizabeth Warren, who I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure is running for president in 2020?
Yeah.
For 2020, she, I think one of her big campaigns.
Or, yeah, 2020.
2020, yeah. So I think one of her big campaigns will be that every vote matters.
Mm-hmm.
So. There's just a bunch of people trying to stand out against the Electoral College.
So any more last thoughts?
No, I think we cleaned it up.
All right. Thank you guys for joining Popular Podcasts. See you later.